Football Focus has released their roster rankings for 2023. We're going to go over how they see the Colts and who they have as starters. And I got a bone to pick with these people at four spots on the offense, four spots on the defense. I think they got it wrong, but they do say, and this is obvious, that Anthony Richardson is a wild card, that if Richardson plays at the high end of his potential as rookie year, Colts could be a playoff team. If he plays at the bottom, and you know what? All bets are off. It's going to be an ugly season. There's no question about that. We'll go over every position. I'll tell you where I think they didn't screw up. I just don't think that they know as much as people who look at this every single day. Colts get busy again tomorrow at OTAs. OTAs tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. The media, we are allowed to audit on Friday. Then listen to Shane Steichen talk, and then listen to maybe we get Anthony Richardson again. Who knows? I hope so. There's one guy I want to see out there healthy, and that's Josh Downs. We're also going to talk about Bob Myers. He's stepping down as the president general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and he's right to do it. Assuming he wasn't kicked off the ledge, you know what? That team has crested. Steph Curry getting older. Draymond Green getting older. Klay Thompson getting older. This is an old team. Their championship window has likely closed. So you bring in a new general manager with some new ideas. And maybe that general manager gets it as right as Bob Myers did, despite the fact that he inherited Steph Curry, the most important part of the Warriors. Who does that make him like in the NFL? Who does that align him with? He's a guy who's very near and dear to our hearts, or at least we know who he is. ESPN, they got a post on transfer tampering. They say it's a cutthroat business. Of course it is. And they want legislation against it. What is the point of that? There is no point of that. They want everybody to play by the rules, but nobody's willing to do it themselves. What kind of an operation is this? You've got to do it for us because I can't do it. I've got to cheat because they cheat and they cheat and they cheat and they cheat. What are we, children? IU baseball, 7 o'clock on Friday against West Virginia, and then 4.92 million viewers tuned into the Indianapolis 500-mile race. That's pretty good. What the radio network has done in the past was just give you the total cume of the stations that air the 500, which is completely ridiculous. And that's just lying. But I don't think they do it anymore. At any rate, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023, brought to you by the great people at Johnson's Plumbing. Jared Johnson, hello, I got pipes clogged. I got a problem. I need a new water heater. I need all this stuff. He's going to be there in a jiffy, and he's going to get it done right the first time. 765-610-8809. The number. Smash that subscribe button. Punch the like button. Ring the bell. Hit that bell icon so you get an alert every time we go live. You don't want to miss a show. You want to see these live, and these are live every day, 6:15 in the morning, roughly 4 in the afternoon. Tuesdays are a little bit later. That's the way it goes. I got stuff that I got to take care of on Tuesdays. There's no way around it. So that's when we do the shows. That's when you can watch live and you can interact. All right, and that is when you want to make a donation. You want to buy a super thanks so you can interact with the show. I see it in a special graphic. It's obvious. I can read it. It's wonderful. All right, here are the starters according to Pro Football Focus. Anthony Richardson, a quarterback. That is 100% absolutely right because you know what you are without him, and that's a team that's going to lose twice as often as it wins because that is Gardner Minshew's career record. He's 9-18 as a starter. And two of those wins came against the Colts and Matt Eberflus's defense. And Minshew doesn't get to play against the Colts because he's playing for the Colts, and he doesn't get to play against Matt Eberflus's defense because the Colts don't have the Bears on their schedule, except for that game in August, the preseason game. Taylor as a running back, that is completely obvious, of course. Hopefully he stays healthy. Michael Pittman at wide receiver, yes, yes. Alec Pierce at wide receiver, yes, yes. And then they have Isaiah McKenzie at one of the wide receivers. No, that is going to be Josh Downs in the slot. There's no question about that. They're going to give Josh Downs every opportunity to win that job, and win that job he will if he's healthy. Mo Alie-Cox, they have at tight end. No, it will not be Mo Alie-Cox. It will be Jelani Woods. Because if it's not Jelani Woods, you know what you get with Mo Alie-Cox, and that on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 5-level tight end, and that's not what you want. Trenton Janney, thank you so much for the super thanks. Much appreciated. Then the offensive linemen, they have exactly the same as it was last year. I cannot believe that the Colts will run it back with that same exact group. All right, Ryman, yes, at left tackle. Quentin Nelson, yes, at left guard. Ryan Kelly, yes, at center. Then all bets are off. They've got Fries and then Braden Smith. I think that what they're going to do is they're going to move Braden Smith into the right guard position, and they are going to install Freeland at the right tackle. I think that that's what's going to happen. We're going to see. That's the way this thing works best, and that's why they drafted Freeland. A lot of people are like, wait a minute, we got tackles. What the hell are we doing taking a kid out of BYU? Here's what they're doing. They're going to slide Braden Smith inside. Chris Ballard still thinks that he's a guard, and he's going to be a better guard than Will Fries. On the defensive side of the ball, the defensive tackles, they got Buckner and they've got Stewart. Yes and yes. And they've got Pay and Ubicom. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter because they're going to rotate eight guys. They're going to have eight defensive linemen, who are going to play roughly the same number of snaps. So it doesn't really matter whether Ubicom or Odangbo start at the other edge. Then, I'm going to go with the traditional three linebackers, four defensive backs, which I think that the Colts are going to play more often than not. I don't think Kenny Moore is a guy at slot corner. I don't think he's going to get, you know, like 800 defensive snaps this year. I just don't see it. So at linebacker, I've got Leonard, I've got Franklin, and I've got E.J. Speed. All right, they had the five-man defensive backfield and two linebackers. So we differ there a little bit. They've got Rodgers starting at a corner. I've got Rush. They've got Brents. I got Brents. But I think it's going to be Rush and Brents. I think they're going to go with the young guys, and they better pony up. Isaiah Rodgers, I like a whole lot, but for some reason, Gus Bradley does not. Gus Bradley, when he talked to us a month and a half ago, not very praiseful about Isaiah Rodgers. So I really think that they're going to go young. And then you've got Blackman at a safety, and Pro Football Focus has Rodney Thomas. I'm going with Cross. I think Nick Cross is going to be the guy. They like Nick Cross a lot. And what they didn't like about him last year was that Nick Cross was thinking a lot. This is what they said. This is what Gus Bradley told us, that he's thinking and he's processing, and what he's got to do is just play. He's got to be reflexive, instinctive. That's what he's going to be after his year of learning the game. And off we're going to go with Blackman and Cross as the starting safeties. All this presupposes that all of these guys are going to be healthy. If they're not, throw it out the window. And all of a sudden, without Leonard, you're going to have Franklin and Speed, and you're going to see a lot of Kenny Moore. So Leonard's got to get healthy, and he's got to stay healthy. Colts are unbelievably unpredictable. I don't think they're unpredictable. I think they're very predictable. They don't sign big-name free agents. They build through the draft. They are about three times as likely to trade back as they are to trade up. I think Chris Ballard, and you know what? Under Frank Reich, this was a team that on the field was way predictable. Like, you knew what they were going to run maybe before they knew what they were going to run. Defenses always knew what was coming because Frank Reich was very reliant on analytics. Third and four from our 40. Well, the book says they got a book too. The roster, according to Pro Football Focus, ranks 29th. The over-under for wins, according to Pro Football Focus, is 6.5. They say take the under. The over-under for wins, also in the AFC South, Texans, 30th, so one spot behind the Colts. Titans, 25th, a virtual tie with the Colts, kind of. And the Jags, 15th. There you go. I think the Colts win 7. That's where I got the Colts. Again, the Eagles are number one, Bengals 3, Chiefs 4, Bills 5. Those are the three leaders in the AFC. The thing about the Colts is this. They were built to sustain success. But what has happened is that this consistent build model has sort of mandated that they maintain failure. If they're a failure in 2022, as they were, 4-12-1, don't sell short the idea that they're going to be a failure again in 2023, because that's the way they're built. They're not built to flip really, really quickly. They're an aircraft carrier. They pivot very, very slowly because they build through the draft and they don't go get high-priced free agents. That's just the way it is. Anthony Richardson up here, team up here. Anthony Richardson down here, team down there. You want to temper your expectations for Anthony Richardson? You go ahead. You know what? I don't do that with seasons. I look forward to a championship contending season each and every year, and I hold those that don't provide it responsible for not providing it. We only got so many of these seasons on this planet, for God's sake. We can't wait forever. My dad, born in 1929, died in 2002. He never saw the Cubs win a world championship, so don't tell me about building. Bob Myers leaving the Golden State Warriors as president GM, much like Chris Ballard. Not leaving, but the difference is this. Ballard inherited Andrew Luck. Myers inherited Steph Curry. Steph Curry, Andrew Luck, similar in that they are championship contending pieces all by themselves. And you build around those guys as Bob Myers did at a really high level. Chris Ballard was kind of on his way to doing it. The Colts were a good playoff team, not just a good team, a good playoff team in 2018. Then Andrew Luck goes wheels up and it's over. You got no chance. Now, Ballard has not pivoted very well, sadly, and kind of reconnoitered to make sure that his team was competitive following the retirement of Andrew Luck. But hopefully, in this draft, he got it right. Getting a wide receiver who is really good and really productive for North Carolina, and a quarterback with all the physical tools needed to be the best quarterback in the NFL. He has tools unlike any in combination we have ever seen. All right, ESPN's got a post on the transfer portal and tampering in college football, especially in the SEC. And SEC coaches are saying it's a cutthroat business. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And here's why you can't legislate against that tampering. Because you got burner phones and because you have third-party people who go between this guy and that guy. You call me, and I say, oh, just a second. And I call the people, and I say, hey, would you be interested in going, ... You would. What do you need? Okay. I call the coach back. It's untraceable. It's the way it works. Do you think that coaches who are making $5, $6, $10 million a year, do you think these guys are just playing nice? And all they want for their college students is for them to get degrees and move into adulthood and be good dads. Do you really think this is why they get paid $10 million a year? No, it is not. And they are going to bend the rules, distort the rules, ignore the rules, whatever rules there are. So don't enact any, because then all you got are a bunch of people running around breaking rules instead of not breaking rules because there aren't any. What's the point in having rules you cannot enforce? The answer, none. All right, IU baseball, 7 o'clock Friday against West Virginia. Win that game, you got a shot. You're playing against Kentucky, double elimination. You need to get past Kentucky to get to the Super Regional. Do the Hoosiers have a chance? Indeed, they do. And like I said, 4.92 million. Watched the Indy 500, which was a terrific race. Really, really good. Really, really fun. It is a piece of Americana. If you haven't been, you need to go. So do that. Plan on it next year. Buy tickets. Enjoy yourself out there. You cannot have a bad time. at the Indy 500, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Go to the Snake Pit, experience stuff, sit on the burn in turn three. Awesome. You can have a picnic out there. It's a load of fun. It's a social day. It's not just sitting anchored to your seat watching cars go around in circles for 3.5 hours. In fact, that's very little of it. You watch a beginning, you talk to people, you eat some chicken, you drink some beer, you talk to people some more. The race is all of a sudden over, you Uber home. Or you were smart enough to have somebody who's a teetotaler with you who can get safely behind the wheel of a car and convey you to your home. That's it. Tomorrow morning, 6:15. Can't wait.